How do you approach the postmenopausal patient in terms of adjuvant hormonal therapy? And I'm particularly interested in to what extent you look at the PR value and the HER2 value in the ER-positive patient.
Well, I look at them both, and the question is, let's start with the HER2 new question first. The party line and what is written, and with truth, because there is benefit to the use of tamoxifen in some HER2 new positive patients, but the growing body of evidence indicate both preclinically and clinically that tamoxifen may not be the best hormone to use in a patient who is HER2 new positive. And for that reason, unless there is some very pressing reason, if I have a HER2 new positive postmenopausal hormone receptor positive patient, I will probably choose an aromatase inhibitor for that patient, either in the adjuvant setting or in the metastatic disease setting.
What about the PR-positive patient, ER-positive, PR-positive?
For the ER and PR-positive patient, we now have another bit of a problem based on a retrospective subset analysis from Mitch Dowsett, which...
You're talking about the ATTACC data.
Yes, that's from ATTACC. And the question that was raised by Mitch was, in that subset analysis, a very substantial subset of the patients enrolled in that trial were estrogen receptor positive and progesterone receptor negative, and there were about 1,200 of those patients. And what they found was that in this trial of tamoxifen versus anastrozole, in this subset analysis, again, retrospective, basically hypothesis generating, was that the group of patients who were both estrogen and progesterone receptor positive really didn't seem to derive very much benefit from anastrozole compared with tamoxifen in terms of efficacy, and that the greatest benefit was in the ER-positive, PR-negative patients. However, these same observations have not held up in three other major trials of aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen, the other trials being the IES trial using exemestane, nor in the ARNO trial using anastrozole, again, and also in the MA17 trial.